Good day, everybody. Show. It's late at night. It's like 2 in the morning. I couldn't sleep, and I realized, hey, I'm a can. I'm a modern man. I have a cell phone. I could do a radio show. Why do we call them cell phones anymore? This is a show tonight about just some fun, random musings of the modern man. The phone does not do what a phone used to do, you know. The phone used to be this tool that you used to call people. And way back there was the party phone, which we're kind of back to the party phone, except it's Facebook now. But it just drives me crazy. We need a new name. So some marketing genius out there, please let me know, comment, post. Let's find a solution to a better name for cell phones. But I'm sitting here and I'm excited. You know, I'm optimistic. I've got dreams. I've got hopes. I've got aspirations because I'm a modern man. And the modern man really has the greatest opportunities in front of them that mankind has ever had in all of known history. Now, we still can't build the pyramids or Machu Picchu or many of the other ancient megalithic structures with all of our technology today, but we're not going to talk about that tonight. Do your own research on that. Come to your own thoughts and ideas. If you want to share, you can. Again, post, comment, call in. Let me know what you think. Megalithic structures. This is the modern man's musings. We can talk about that. But I want to focus really on value. We value. And if you're taking the time to listen to my show, boy, I really value your time. Thank you so much. And it is an important thing, time. I know how precious time is. You see, I have a ticking clock that is constantly counting down with all my heart surgery. For those that don't know, you're not accustomed to the musings of the modern man. Maybe you never followed me when I was Conrad von Supertramp, and I had the adventures of Conrad von Supertramp. Maybe you haven't been one of my regular long-term listeners and followers as I've tried to find out what life as a cyborg is like. I have a pacemaker and a mechanical heart valve, so I'm battery-operated, and I tick. So at night I lay here and I tick, and I talk, and I tick-tock, tick-tock, and I think. And I try to find out what can I do with this very wonderful, precious called life. Because it's a really nice thing that happened. Because I didn't want it. I didn't ask for it. It was given to me. I chose to go in and go to quality hospitals and get good care and have surgeries and do the things that I ought to kind of do, but I didn't do them willingly or joyfully. I did them begrudgingly and hoping that it wasn't going to go well. Change, though. Our belief systems, our BS, as I like to call it, can change. What we value can change. Our inaugural episode, we said that our vision is to talk about belief systems and leadership. So how do we lead ourselves towards our values. Now, all of us will say, hey, you know what? I value my family. Oh, I truly, truly, I value my family. They're the most important thing. I do everything for my family. I go to work. I sacrifice. I do everything for my family. Yep. Really love them. Really. So what I do as a coach, me, Justin, the host, right now I'm a John Maxwell certified coach, speaker, and trainer. So as a coach, I would say, okay, can I see your calendar to the person that says, oh, I value my family. And I look at their calendar and I ask, okay, where is family scheduled in your calendar? Where would I find that? And if they have it, then I believe them. But you would be amazed at how few ever write down their time with their family. They use a planner. They use this. They're very organized. They're structured. They like to keep track of everything important in their life, but they don't write down the time that they need to spend on the people that they're supposedly doing all these other tasks for. And the modern man, does he really need to be the breadwinner? Does the modern man need to be the one out earning the living? The tasks and the duties for the modern man are nothing compared to the world that we started. Again, Adam said, oh, God, you're going to make me sweat and toil forever. And my goodness, I'm going to figure out a way to sweat and toil towards a more comfortable life and at least get close to the Garden of Eden again. And so let's think about this. And again, you don't have to agree with my religious or philosophical musings. You can have your own choices, but I'm making my eternal choice. And I'm simply saying, for illustrative purposes, that at some point, some prehistoric ancestor of ours wanted to do something better. And they worked and they toiled and they worked and they toiled to make it better for their kids. And their kids did it for their kids. And throughout the generations, we have created this wondrous, wondrous world of air-conditioned buildings, telephones, cellular whatchamadoozles that you can utilize to run your own radio station on that could communicate in any spot on the planet from your comfortable air-conditioned home with thousands of people around you, none of whom have to catch their food anymore, most of whom have never even seen a farm or picked a crop or have any idea how to slaughter a chicken. We have created this wondrous place. And so maybe the modern man created and gets to finally be the guy that says, honey, now you can go out and work and earn the bread, and I will stay home, and I will care for this wondrous home that I have built through my ancestry. Because, again, the modern man came from his father's testicles, who came from his father's testicles, who came from his father's testicles long through the years. We all began as seeds, and now these little seeds have grown up into these mighty air-conditioned oaks of sitting around playing video games and living for what? The next episode of The Modern Family, perhaps? We've missed the last episode of Mad Men. What shall we do? This is the plight of the modern man. Does he go out and worry about work outside of the home? Or does he say, okay, honey, you have the babies, and then you leave the babies with me, and you go back to work, and I'll take care of the babies? Because many of the men that I know nowadays, that's exactly what they're doing, and they're enjoying it. Men at home are happy about being at home. And we want, I think everybody deep down, no matter where you've been, I've got to travel all over the United States and meet people from all over the world by doing that. I've also got to travel a little bit internationally and met people from all over the world internationally because they were all tourist kind of places, so people from all over come, and it's great, and you get perspective, and you learn that deep down we all value pretty much the same kinds of things, and that modern man isn't that different than our great-great-great-grandfathers, in that we really just want a happy home. We want our work and our toil to be enjoyed. And it goes all the way back, and my reference goes to Ecclesiastes, the philosopher. So it's all just vapor in the wind. The only thing that really matters, paraphrases, of course, is the food you eat and the work you do. It's your only joy. Those are the only things in life that can bring you joy. The only thing that can bring any happiness is you going and toiling. So what is your toil? Man, if my toil is every hour I do a half-hour talk radio show live on the internet around the world to discuss ideas and solutions of how we can create a better world, and that is my toil, and I could get paid to do that, yeah, man, that's pretty cool. That's a much, much easier to enjoy toil than the guy that had to walk 3,000 miles across the country, dig in the dirt, and try to plant a crop, and watch seeds that he carried across an ocean try to grow. So today, we can have orchards and wonderful vineyards and great and bountiful fruits of California that came from the Mediterranean and was literally carried across the continent. We have apples galore, and every time you go to the store, you can have apples. And again, it began because one guy back in the day, one modern man of the time, went out and decided he was going to live in the woods and be a vegetarian and plant apple trees. And people loved him because they could get drunk on apple cider. Until he became a folklore hero, Mr. Johnny Appleseed, as he is known. And the modern man needs to understand where he came from. But the modern man needs to also know where is he going. Who we are is so ingrained in what we do, what we're about. People are really asking, what's your passion? What drives you in life? What are you working towards? What battles are you fighting in life for good? Instead, we get to, so what do you do for a living? And so I'm a flippity flop at the doodly place over on what's the who's it way. Oh, yeah. And we have no idea what each other do and what functions it serves. And at the end of the day, it doesn't seem to really serve anybody. I remember when I was the corporate guy. I mean, I'm coming out of that world, and I was forced out. I was loving it. You know, I was the McDonald's commercial of corporate America. I was buying all the commercials. I was the MTV kid when I was a kid, and I was loving the corporate, I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to have stuff, and retire, and have my 401k, and I've got my nice mortgage, and, you know, doing this job thing. And they said, oh, hey, your heart's going to explode, and you're going to have a third heart surgery, and I did that, and I kept working, and then they offered me a promotion, so I quit. I've told the story. Maybe you're new, but it's my story. It's all I got. It's why I'm here. Because I said, well, I'm not what I do anymore. So what am I? And it made social situations very uncomfortable. It made me very hesitant to go out in public. That's why it's fun to be up at 2:20 in the morning speaking to nobody. But in my imagination, I'm speaking to everybody. And I'm sitting here, and you're sitting in your room, and you're listening to this, and you're going, I understand where this guy's coming from. What is it all about? I was in the prime of my life. and I wasn't about any of the things that anybody around were about. And I became more able to associate with a homeless person or the wandering religious man speaking prophecy, or somebody that's just outliving this life that's so radically different than the sitcom life. I don't know how to encourage you enough to do it, but I'm going to try. I'm going to do everything I can with this show to encourage you to pursue something that adds value to other people. That's the main reason I was able to become affiliated with a John Maxwell, from where I came from and what I'd become by choice in my life prior to deciding that I was going to do something that I was a can. But I don't work. I'm not a worker. I'm beyond that. I'm a modern man. I'm somebody that doesn't need the old corporate world, because there's a brave new world. There's this technology age. And I started imagining, what could I do with technology? And I wrote this book that was this fantasy adventure about my life transforming and my world transforming, because I started living outside of the matrix. You know what I mean? I took the pill. I got out of corporate America. I was kind of forced to take the pill, but it was a great thing. And I'd always kind of been awake and realized that things weren't what they seem. But I never knew how to do something about it. And so when I got to a point and I said, well, what can the modern man do? I could go to college. I could go borrow a whole bunch of more money and be even more in debt so that I could get a job and get another job that's just going to be like the last job that I had to quit. Or I can do something different. I can learn new skills, and I can teach myself, because I know how to read. And there's a library down the road. So I walked to the library because I could walk. I was wore out when I'd get to the library, which was great, because then I could sit down and read. And I read and I read and I read. And I read everything I could read about everything that I cared about, that interested me. And I learned about solutions to the problems that vex all of us. This is not my platform. This is how I want to share those solutions. We have solutions, and the heart of the solution, I believe, is education. It is tying education around what it is that you seek to do with this gift of life. You, listening right now, ask yourself this question. If you could get paid to do anything, what would you get paid to do? The beautiful thing about this question is then you can, you know, take it further. And you can put a comment. I'd love to see the comments to that answer. You know, just type, if I could get paid to do anything, I would get paid to. My answer, again, my personal answer, was to read books. People say they, you know, sleep, or they would go lay on the beach, or they would want to go surf, or they would want to be able to hunt, or they would want to be able to ride their motorcycle. There's so many great things. I've got a wonderful lady friend. She rides a motorcycle and films documentaries and does film marketing and advertising. She is badder than most of the modern men that I meet. Like, she knows how to fix her motorcycle, knows how to run her business, you know, knows how to take care of the messed up modern men that she lands in her life and raise her two young men. And it's a sad thing that I know more women that are worth emulating than men sometimes. We want it anymore. There's no great battle in it, so why do it? So fine. I think we need to change the belief system. I think we really need to reevaluate the value system and the belief system around the man being the breadwinner. Now, that doesn't mean that the man can't be. But if the argument in the home, which most homes that I'm around, and again, maybe this is just my exposure, but you see and you hear, and in my limited perspective, most people end up fighting a little bit about the money and how it's spent and where it's spent and what it does, what it doesn't do, creates frustration because the man's going to work and somebody else is at home, and that person at home is spending money that they're not working to earn, and then the home is not in an expected level, and there's all these former expectations. I saw a neat clip today that I share on my Facebook about the expectations of women from the 1950s versus today. And we don't expect much of our women either. I think the modern man needs to expect more than just a whore that cooks and cleans. I think the modern man can be the man that stays at home, though, and does take care and reignites discipline into the next generations, that reignites vision into the homes. I'm okay with the idea of my wife going and making $80,000 a year as an occupational therapist, which is her current desire, to go help kids develop better and help kids that are struggling to adapt to these crazy, crazy world that we have and the damage that we're doing to our youth by not truly understanding the effects on the brain from our modern world and our technological age. The screen time and the flashing images and all the exciting stuff that causes kids' brains to freak out. So it's a good career choice. My career choice is I want to tear down traditional education and I want to build up the new model for education, the future of education. Education built on what works. An education built around focusing on what you want out of your life. What lifestyle do you want to live? That was the most powerful question I think I'd ever been asked. What lifestyle do you want to live? I can't answer that for you. These are questions you have to answer. But take the time to do it. They're worth it. You're worth the time. Don't you understand that if you don't give your future time and energy, somebody like me will. And I have jobs for you. I have plans for those that are talented and energetic and that really want to take charge and change the world. Because not everybody can cast the vision. It takes a leader to cast the vision. So let me cast a vision of a college where when you pay your tuition, you get room and board and you get paid to go to work and to learn how to run a business. You get paid to be going to school. So you follow me, pay to go to school now. You have to then work outside of school to pay for your room and board, or you got to borrow even more money. You're paying about an average of 20 to 25 grand a year when you take in food and allowance and all that, depending on the lifestyle and college you want to live. And you're putting yourself in an environment that's only about partying so hard that you can't make it to class. Right? That's just the culture that's been created around it and the big sports and all the hoopla and we're rah, rah, rah around things that may or may not be important. And there are those that are there to be serious and that are there because they're trying to accomplish something great, but they're in the same rut of, that's a lot of money. And it takes 4 years because they force you to spend 2 years studying stuff you spent 12 years studying. And then you got to study it for a couple more years. And then you study a few more years and you get out and find out you don't ever use it at your job. Wow. Because your job probably doesn't end up having anything to do with the major that you went to school for in the first place. Because you probably went and majored in something and then before it was too late, found out that you didn't really like your choice. And you didn't have any applicable skills. You really didn't gain a whole lot, so you're kind of stuck with it. So you kind of find something, and maybe that something was what you were wanting to do, but more than likely it's just something to get by and to start paying off the debt. So imagine an education that took the time to find out what it is you really wanted to do with your life, the lifestyle that you really wanted to live, and then helped set you on a path and provided you with the skills and the training live with real customers, real businesses, real decisions, real opportunities. And your graduation is when you know that you can do what you're dreaming of doing, when you have a clear vision of where you want to go and you've accomplished earning enough to pay for the next step in your education. That may or may not be with our facility and our training program, but with JCR Projects, the goal is to create a training company unlike anything else, a hands-on solution to customer service, business management, and business marketing and sales. We bring it all in-house. We give it all to you, the student, in a functional community environment. Can we imagine that future? Can you share that with me? Can the modern man do something radically different that we could change the stinking world? I really, truly believe it. My belief system says that when I began to do right things in my life, my world began to change. When I began to change my programming and my BS, my belief systems, and I really actually got some values again, and I started trying to get my soul back rather than just allowing it to be abused and treated as though it were not important. And I said I can do something with my life. I chose to be a teacher. I wanted to teach. And the only option was to go and spend a whole bunch of money to go get a piece of paper. But you know what? The modern man doesn't need a piece of paper. What the modern man needs is to light the fire of passion in his belly for a purpose, for something better and greater than himself. He needs to quit grasping at the wind and start grabbing himself by the balls, pointing towards his North Star and saying, I'm going to do more, I'm going to be more, and I'm going to have more. My name's Justin Kurtz. This is the Musings of a Modern Man.